When schools switched to remote learning in the spring, many parents felt the burden of helping their children learn while working a job. But a partnership between nonprofits and the state's largest school district is trying to make things easier for parents. Coldell Charco reports.
A YMCA overnight camp would normally be empty during the week this time of the year. Instead, Camp Kanata outside the town of Wake Forest has been transformed. Here's camp director Ryan Eves.
So down here is the cabin that we have repurposed into classrooms. Typically, this is where our staff trainees sleep during the summer.
It's one of more than 40 sites that's been converted into an academic learning center serving students in the Wake County Public School District.
We were actually able to get desks and chairs from the school system to furnish our classrooms in here. And so you'll see some kids sitting outside under the overhang here.
The goal is to give students in kindergarten through eighth grade a safe place to work with Wi-Fi and an adult who can help them throughout the school day. It's especially helpful for working parents.
Yeah, it was complicated and we had no control. It felt like we had no control day to day.
That's Kim Bishop. Earlier this year, when schools closed due to the pandemic, she and her husband suddenly had all three of their kids at home all day, every day. Their oldest son could do his work on his own, but they also had a kindergartner and a fourth grader. Bishop says she and her husband Zach would plan out who would help their two youngest based on when they had Zoom meetings for work they couldn't miss.
And we just basically decided at the beginning of the day whose appointments and calls and everything were the most important and worked around that.
And Bishop says she knows her family had it better than most. They had jobs, could work from home, everyone had the devices they needed, Wi-Fi, even their own rooms for the most part. Still, the idea of another semester like the last nearly brings Bishop to tears. Now, the two youngest go to the learning center at the YMCA camp.
Normal day, we get up, we get ready for school, we get ready for school camp. We call it scamp.
We can go on inside. How are you, Austin? Good?
At scamp, moderators like Thomas Wilson help students troubleshoot and make sure they're on time for Google Video and Zoom calls.
I've been doing this for about 2 weeks now, and it's really interesting to see how some kids are really catching on. And for them, online class seems as normal as regular class could have. And then I think there are some kids who definitely need a little bit extra help staying focused, but that's kind of what we're here for, you know?
Wilson is a student himself at Brown University. His classes are also remote. That means he can save on rent and still keep his summer job. Camp Kanata is one of 42 learning center sites in Wake County, from Wake Forest in the north to East Raleigh to Garner to Apex. Partners like the Triangle YMCA, the Marbles Kids Museum, and the Boys and Girls Club together are serving about 2,000 students. The Wake Ed Partnership is one of the groups that organized the effort. Keith Poston, the director, points out that the program is hampered by a lack of transportation. That means parents have to drop kids off, and that severely limits families without the financial means to do that.
What we'd like to do is be able to expand the sites and make it easier for families to get to them.
Poston says about 30% of the students receive financial aid, and the cost for all is subsidized. The program has been designed to grow to as many as 10,000 students, and it may still play a crucial role, even if the Wake County School Board votes next week to bring some students back to class starting in October. Those plans include rotating students in and out of the classroom, which means many will still need options like this, especially if another COVID wave hits when the weather turns colder. Coldell Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.